Peace, beloveds, and welcome to Opinionated and Enlightened with your girl, Moon Goddess B. Here, I offer prophetic energetic guidance for the collective through whatever means the divine sees fit. So settle in, and if you found this recording, welcome home. Okay, we are on part two, just really talking about what I am calling the real great reset. The reason I call it the real great reset is because when COVID-19 first hit, there was a lot of talk about a great reset, but it's something totally separate from this. I fully believe that that was, that the term was borrowed for that specific reason so that we could create a negative connotation attached to exactly what this means. So I'm still calling it the real great reset because it is, that's what it is. It is a great reset. It's the opportunity to, begin again in a different way. So I'm really looking forward to that. And today, what we're going to talk about is how, in the last episode, I talked about how a lot of the restrictions and what felt like rules that had previously been enacted upon the collective have pretty much been lifted. And that leaves space for us to be able to create brand new types of experiences from a different energetic space. And just like there are different ways to do everything. So everyone will do this differently. Everyone will experience this differently. So this episode is not a, here's what you got to do. This episode is very much like the first one, to where we're going to be talking about energy. As I said, I am not talking about belief systems. I don't particularly care exactly what you believe. We're talking about what this energy is doing. And then we will kind of gradually move into what my advice would be through this. And again, it's advice. So you don't have to follow it. You don't have to do it. You do. If this doesn't resonate, that's fine. As I always say, if it don't apply, let it fly. I wanted to start this off with kind of a quote that I found, and I can't remember exactly where I found it. I probably could Google it to see where I got it from. Hang on. Yeah, I don't know. I just tried to Google this quote, and so I just put random notes in my phone. Like if I have a thought or if I see a quote or something that stands out to me, I'll put it in the notes section of my phone. So for all I know, this could be my quote. I don't know, but I know when I Google it, nothing comes up. So it could have been a download. It could have been something that I heard on a podcast or something. Usually when I do that, I try to write down whoever said it. So, but I hesitate to say that this is my quote because it's really good, but I'm really good, so maybe it is. Anyway, it says, nothing exists independently. Everything is entangled on a quantum level. Independence is an illusion. And I really want to start there because if you do not believe in the idea of oneness, if you do not believe that we are all one on some level, then this may not resonate for you. Again, my communications are usually geared towards a very specific group of individuals. They usually know who they are. There will be information, just like with the first episode, there will be collective information on here, but there will be definitely parts of this message that do not resonate for some. And I'm okay with that. You just got to be okay with it. So let's talk about this a little bit, because I've heard a lot of people talking about several things that I want to really get specific about. First of all, is duality real or not? I've seen conversations with people like, oh, the concept of duality is fake. It doesn't exist. And I want to get into that a little bit. Does karma still exist? That's something that I'm seeing a lot of people talk about. I'm seeing a lot of people talk about free will and whether that's a thing. And as people come into new understandings about what each of these things are, and as people learn more information about what each of these things are and what they mean, of course, people develop perspectives. So there are certain perspectives that I understand. There are some that I agree with, and there are some that I don't. So again, I fully expect for some people to not agree with me, and I don't really care. This is something that I know. Like I decided like 2 months ago. This has been so freeing. Just a side note, really quick. This has been so stinking freeing. I decided about 2 months ago that I will not argue with anyone about anything that I know. Like, if I know it for a fact, if we're having a conversation about it, I will bring it up. I will mention what I know. If you don't agree, or if you, I don't want to say if you don't agree, because I'm always open to other people's perspectives and I love to receive them. So this is not to say that, you know what I mean? I don't want to hear what other people think, because I do. And I've learned things. I've learned new perspectives from listening to someone else's perspective that's been different than mine. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about being all knowing. I am simply talking about if I have received information. I've already confirmed it with my guides, and I've put it in that knowing pile of information that I have. I'm not going to argue about it with anyone. I will explain it, and if you refuse to receive it, then that is fine. Maybe it is not for you. Maybe this is not your experience, and that's allowed. So again, please feel free to not receive this into your knowing if it does not resonate with you. What's the point of all of that? So another thing I talked about in the last episode is why your divination is not working. We went into details about that. That would actually fall under these categories as well. And not that it's not working, just why that it's different and it doesn't feel as fulfilling. So when we come to the topic of whether or not duality is real or not, like conceptually, it's clearly a thing. There are clearly two opposite ends of every spectrum. I think that what people mean when they say that it is not real is that the goal of everything is balance, is learning how to take the quote unquote good or positive with the quote unquote bad or negative, and finding that middle of the road place of understanding and just reverence for how the divine moves, how when you find that alignment, when you find that balance, when you find that harmony, being in the proper space. So it's not that duality doesn't exist. It's just that we don't thrive in duality. We thrive in oneness or closeness or alignment. So I hope that makes sense. The next thing is, does karma still exist? And I know that we'll get people who will go, well, that karma isn't what that means. And that's kind of what I was talking about on the last episode, about people arguing about things that don't matter. Collectively, the collective knows karma to be the return of energy, good, bad, or negative. So I'm going to use it in that sense today. So does karma still exist? Contracts from past lives no longer exist. So if you were bound by a contract from a previous life or existence, that no longer exists. You're not bound by that any longer. But you still will receive the same energy that you put out, no matter what that looks like. So I've been having conversations with most of my loved ones, and we kind of laugh and joke about how basically none of this is real. That's been our joke. Like, none of this is real. This is clearly a simulation, and all of those kind of things. And I'm like, one day I'm going to be able to fully communicate what I personally think, feel, and believe. I just don't want to use this episode for that. So I think that feeling of none of this being real is that release that we feel from the things that we were bound by before. Even when we talk about the concept of free will, I always lightweight jokingly be like, free will ain't free. And the reason that free will ain't free is because karma does exist. Yes, you can do whatever you want to do, but you are not free from the repercussions behind the energy that you're generating by doing that thing. So we really just want to keep that, like, all of the universal laws still apply. It's just that you are no longer being held accountable for previous existences. And again, that is for everyone everyone will not receive it. And I will tell you, it is the most freeing information that I have received in my entire spiritual journey. It has created a freedom. It has created empowerment in me. It is just beautiful to know that I no longer am bound by things that I can't even remember because they were lifetimes and lifetimes ago. So, that's kind of what we're talking about as far as new, not being bound by the same things, even in a lot of the divination systems. Again, I won't get too personal, but I'm trying not to give people advice here, and I'm trying to keep this as generic or as generic as possible without being specific. But even with some of the divination systems and traditions, a lot of the things that were quote unquote required before are no longer required. Anything that I'm telling you today, I'm always going to advise you to holler at your spirit team to see what they say, to holler at whoever it is that you holler at, whoever your person is, wherever they are energetically, holler at your people, holler at your team. See if this is accurate for you. Do not take anything just on my communication from my spirit guides. So that's my disclaimer. And remember, as I said, all of this is just to really get you comfortable in your knowing. So as far as seeking fact, I want you to think about something. Our facts are only as accurate as the person who presented their evidence first. Every single day, we are learning new things that science is uncovering about how they were wrong about this, that, or the other. There was something that happened to where, what was it? It was something very recent. And it was something about outer space and, I don't know, something not being as far away as they have always thought it was over the course of time. So when we talk about seeking these factual informations and trying to decide whether or not the government is lying to us, yes, they're lying. They're lying about everything. And we can sit and point out that they're lying constantly, or we can do that and do other things, or we can just not point it out because it's a given. I'm not certain, in my personal opinion, let's do that. In my personal opinion, uncovering the lies of the government can take up a lot of time. And that in and of itself can really sap some of the energy that you could be using for things that you don't know. So to keep constantly proving that what you know is true when it comes to the human experience, how's that working for you? So it's like, I understand the need for facts, and I'm going to go back a little bit and I'm going to dig a little bit deeper into myself. And I honestly and truly believe that this is part of what the indoctrination of traditional school was. They didn't teach us anything. They indoctrinated us with information. A lot of it was false. And now a lot of us are spending a lot of time dismantling that information and trying to figure out what the truth is. So it's like, as far as seeking facts, I understand why people need to be told things, but you, the person listening to this, as a light worker, you have to understand that you know things that may not have been presented before. So when I talked about like trusting my knowing and not arguing with people about things that I know, I also don't present a lot of, like, I'm not going to give you article, chapter, and verse about why I know what I know. I will tell you that I have researched it on my own and I'm comfortable with the level of research that I did. And if you want to know, guess what? You have access to the same tools that I had access to. So I'm not one of those people who feel like even throughout this podcast, even all of this stuff, that's why I tell y'all, feel free to take what I say with a grain of salt. See how it resonates in your heart. See how it resonates in your spirit. And we also have to understand with the work that we're doing with the collective that people hold tightly to their beliefs, whether they are unsupported or not. So what I've found is that the best way is not necessarily as a light worker, as a starseed, is not necessarily to go, hey, that thing that you think, feel, or believe, it isn't true. No, that doesn't serve any kind of purpose. What I can do is present different variations of my own personal knowing, share it with someone to see if it resonates, to see if I can aid them in their own personal enlightenment. It's not my goal to be the driver of anyone's enlightenment, just my own. So just keep that in mind. I really felt led to say that because I'm seeing a lot of what I believe to be wasted time, energy, and effort when there could be a lot of more impactful, important, and progressive things that we could be doing. And because I know that, you know what I mean, my mission is to be a healer and a leader to the collective, that it can get very, very, very frustrating. But now I'm to the point to where I can separate myself from their, what I believe to be ignorance, and focus on my own mission with them. So it's like, I don't need to agree with someone to be able to help them through whatever it is their experience. I don't need to know what you believe to explain why, learning to manage your stress would be very helpful in your spiritual journey. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't need to know all that. So that was for somebody, because I don't even know why that came up. So again, just to kind of summarize, the point in this entire episode was, number one, a continuation of what we talked about in the last episode. So this will be kind of a short one. Again, just a continuation, providing this additional information before we get into some of the other things we're going to get into, like reprogramming, whatever you need to reprogram after shadow work. We're also going to get into why a lot of people feel like their spiritual belief systems are falling down around them. And just so many things that I feel like are going to be very useful, helpful, and impactful on this kind of new experience that we're all having, that I'm just watching so many people struggle with. And if you're still listening, then I assume that you are of the belief, or at least interested in the belief of the fact that we are all one, and that that is going to be our best line of defense, offense, however you see it, as we move into this new version of what the human experience will look like. So I'm really looking forward, as I said, to these few episodes. I've been working on them, and I was just adamant about the fact that I didn't want this to be as structured as maybe the old episodes were. They were very teachy. I am a teacher at heart, so I really can't help that. But these are really meant to be a little bit more informational, a little bit more clarifying. And please feel free to ask any questions. I love questions. So even if you don't, okay, no filter, I'm just gonna say it. What I am finding is that a lot of individuals, specifically what I'm going to call chosen ones, because I don't know what else to call us. I'm just going to call us that. What I'm seeing is that a lot of us are having a very difficult time learning from one another. Everyone wants to know everything. This is not a time to know everything. This is now a time to rest in the freedom that we don't have to know everything, that we don't have to be able to factually prove everything. Let's say that. We don't have to be able to factually prove everything. Start tapping into your body. Start tapping into your soul. What feels good? What resonates? Because even as I was dismantling some of my own previous beliefs, and I'm going back to them, the way that we're going to talk about this a little bit greater detail when we talk about reprogramming after shadow work. But the one thing that I found was super helpful for me was just to start unpacking things as if I didn't know. I approach every conversation, no matter what it's about and no matter who it's with, as if I know nothing about what they're talking about. And I see first how it resonates in my body. If it's something that I feel like I need to research a little bit deeper, you will be amazed at how many conversations I have with people that the inquisitive part of me, the intellectual in me, used to want to like look up everything that they said and go and do some research and all of this stuff. That stuff does come, but the first thing that I have to do is see how it resonates in my body. Because some stuff people say, and I'm like, yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with me. That ain't not right now anyway. That's not to say that it might not have something to do with me later. It's just that I'm very aware of like this awareness and being able to sit in the awareness of where I am in this particular leg of my journey, and to be able to sit in it in comfort is really something that all of this that I'm explaining to you guys through these season two episodes were really, really, really helped me to be able to process exactly, first of all, what the human experience is going to look like for me, and how am I going to tap into the divine? How am I going to tap into that energy of the one and be, because I mean, we are all part of the one, but to be able to actually tap in, to be able to have that, somebody just said umbilical cord. That's interesting. I'm gonna unpack that later. Somebody just dropped umbilical cord. I was just going to say attachment, which is kind of an attachment, but it's a nourishing attachment. So that was dope. But anyway, to have that line in directly to the divine, to not feel like you have to go through whomever, whatever, however, but to have that direct link is something that has completely upended my physical experience and also my non-physical experiences as well. So I hope y'all found this episode just as helpful as the last episode. If you found that one helpful, I just feel really good about getting this message out because, whoo child, it's been on me heavy. So let me know what you think about this episode. As I said, I am on all the socials at Goddess to You, G-O-D-I-S, the number 2 and the letter U. You can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Instagram and also on YouTube as well. So I'm really enjoying this. Let me know how you're feeling about it. Let me know if you've been feeling any of these things. Let me know if this is your experience. As I said, if it's not, I get it. But if this has been your experience, let me know how you've been navigating through it. So I think that's it. I need to come up with a sign off. I really do. Anyway, I'll see y'all next time. Thank you so much for joining me today and for receiving this message. I am not currently accepting personal readings, but I do look forward to continuing to be a vessel for the divine in this and other ways. I pray that you've gleaned some clarity from this message, and you can find Opinionated and Enlightened on all major platforms as well as YouTube. Peace.